Newsbeat. It's LBS News. Welcome to the English Newscast on 90.3 LBS Radio.
Good afternoon, listeners, and welcome to the news on LBS. My name is Stanley Abele. First, we take a look at stories making headlines. Former Molatar chairperson Alfred Odologwok dies. Karimojong warriors initiate own peace talks, and firefighters say Algeria wildfires now under control. All these stories and more now in detail. The Bishop of Lango Diocese, Right Reverend Dr. Alfred Olua, today started his three-day visit to Dokolo Urban Archdeaconry on pastoral duty. Reverend Canon Sylvester Ochende, Archdeacon of Dokolo Urban Archdeaconry, said Bishop Olua started his pastoral journey this morning from Akolodong Parish as the main celebrant and will administer the sacrament of confirmation to candidates. After the special mass, the bishop will induct church leaders on their church roles and responsibilities, among others, at Akolodong Parish. Tomorrow, the bishop will visit Awiri Parish on a similar program before making the last leg on Sunday at St. Andrew's Church of Uganda Dokolo Urban Archdeaconry. The bishop will, on Sunday morning, have a sermon on LBS Radio beginning from 7 a.m. for at least an hour. The people of Amolatar district are mourning the death of former chairperson of Amolatar, Alfred Adoli Ogwok, who passed on yesterday. The Amolatar district boss, Geoffrey Ochen Kiring, confirmed the death of Adoli Ogwok. He said that he died from Amai Hospital, where he was receiving medical attention. The cause of his death is still unknown, but his health condition has recently been a concern for a long period of time. Ochen says in his condolence message that the late had served the district diligently. Ochen lauded Adoli for being a transparent, hard-working, and a corrupt-free leader during his term of office from 2006 to 2011.
We credit him for opening many roads in the district. Yuremo yabo iya molakad pasen tiara boro nono iya bekar meti chadoro gwok iya ria bero tu aria paragen chere no tiya bero telo district abo nchamo chana chere no bero kere kohome kuole imunote yuang telam.
The district chairperson Amolatar Ochen giving his condolence message about the late Adoli. At the time of his death, he was the chairperson of Amolatar District Land Board. A group of 40 notorious Karimojong cattle rustlers from Kotido District surprised the leaders of Moroto and Kotido on Thursday when they walked 79 kilometers to Kobebe grazing area to ask the Matheniko for forgiveness. The Moroto district officials welcomed their gesture on Thursday. John Robert Akikia Dupade, sub-county chairperson of Lotisan, described the warriors' initiative as a gesture of peace and new life. Adupa said leaders were not involved in the peace talks between the two communities, adding that it is the pastoralists themselves who met and resolved to stop fighting and killing each other. According to Adupa, they have on several occasions called on the two pastoralist communities to stop raids, but they didn't heed. He says that the local solution by the communities themselves could score good results in peace efforts. Losigiria, one of the elders who received the GA, said there was no need for the two communities to live in hatred, but they should embrace brotherhood. Gladys Nangiro, a peace activist, expressed hope that the community engagement could result into an end to gun conflict and cattle rustling. This newscast comes your way on 90.3 LBS Radio. Firefighters in Algeria say they have brought under control the wildfires that have killed at least 37 people, including 5 members of the same family. A spokesman said 16 blazes were still being tackled, but those in the worst affected areas, the eastern Altaf region near the border with Tunisia, were no longer a threat. Locals complain that the government continues to be ill-prepared for the summer wildfires, which are becoming more common. At least 90 people were killed in blazes last year. And finally, in sports, Lango province has safely arrived at Ibanda district ahead of the FUFA tournament return leg to Ankole. They will immediately start their trainings today under new management under the belt of Dan Ogwal Egwendo and his assistant Bob Obira after an imminent howl was made by the fans following allegations of mismanagement. The team comprises of 25 players from different leagues in Uganda, and they badly need a win to progress to the quarterfinals, having drawn 0-0 last month in Lira. According to the spokesperson Daniel Moi, Lango province is well prepared for the challenge and looks forward to winning the match tomorrow on Saturday afternoon. A win for Lango province means they will join the likes of West Nile province, Acholi, Buganda and Kampala province during this third edition of the tournament. The fans have organized themselves in thousands to cheer up the game in Ibanda, and several buses have been hired to transport the fans from Lira to Ibanda. LBS News, I am Stanley Ebele.
That was the English newscast on 90.3 LBS Radio.